Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With some Ike on Ike Crime, Ike in Burlington. Hi, Ike.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What up, Ike?
What's up, brother?
Ain't nothing, man. Hey, I got a soon-to-be teenager and a soon-to-be 11-year-old. And these dudes, man, I'll be ready to punch a mic in the throat because they sit right next to each other, sitting there slamming headsets and controllers. I got to go. I'm down there trying to watch a show or something, man. And these dudes, like, I'm like, you don't get this, man. When you think bring me home a bad grade, you know what I mean? I had to punish both of them over the weekend, man. Take their controllers. You would have thought their best friend died, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm with you on that. Like, boy, if he does something to where he's off the game for the weekend, oh my
There's
goodness.
No worse punishment.
Dude. Oh my goodness.
And I'm sitting there like they're completely different, and they're both good athletes. They both play football, they both play travel basketball and AU and all that.
Mm-hmm.
The silver lining and my last bit of hope though is still if a game's going on outside or someone's, you know, playing a sport, because ain't no other kids outside no more. Don't leave the game and go do that. But while they're on it, oh my gosh, man! And I had close relationships with them too. But I'll be sitting there thinking, like, dag, man, like they seem to care more about that than anything. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'm with you.
Going out and doing stuff. Like, yeah. I'm tired of this Fortnite thing, man. But you know what? I know people that have been offered jobs with EA Sports and gaming. It's like it's a legit income, man. Like. These people are making money off of it.
Oh, man, they making big-time money off of it. I'm listening to you, and I'm laughing. I'm not laughing at you. I'm kind of laughing with you and crying inside.
Yes.
I feel your pain, man. I'm with you there, man.
Because it's like, dang, it's so different from when we were kids,
yeah.
man. So different. But like you said, I look at the positives. John, I want to get to an Eagles point real quick, but I look at the positives, too. It's like, you know what? I'd rather have them in the house with me. I know where they're at
yep.
than out running the streets doing
yep.
some of the things I was doing. You yep. know what I mean?
For sure. For sure.
With the Eagles, this got to feel like deja vu for you, because I remember 2 years ago when you were sitting in the studio with Carlin,
mm-hmm.
and we had the only moves we had made during NFL free agency was Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, and I think somebody else, but to put that in perspective, and I remember him saying, what you want now, Ike? Jamal Charles? What you want now, Adrian Peterson? And it wasn't up until May, I think, April, where we had brought in Chris Long, then LeGarrette Blount,
yep.
Patrick Robinson was like at the end of the draft.
Post-draft, yep.
LeGarrette Blount was after the draft. I think Blount was after the draft, yeah.
Ronald Darby was in August. Jay Ajayi was in the middle of the season. So, you
true.
Know, John, if you're feeling like this, if it's still like this in August, I'm with you. But it is, you know, not even a full week from the official start day of NFL free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get that running back. And I think in the end, when the season starts, we'll all be satisfied. And I do think this is one of the contending teams of the NFC.
Well, I mean, yeah, I agree. Thanks. Like, sure, they're mm-hmm. right there in the mix with the rest of the, I don't want to say wild card teams, but you know what I mean.
Well, who would you put at the top in the NFC? I don't really see who does Vegas have at the top, Ben? The Rams, Saints?
I was just looking at it
right
here.
It's the Rams and the Saints.
Right.
They have the Bears ahead of the Eagles, too.
Bears. And the Bears,
which is, that's bogus.
I mean, the Bears were a good team. I just think they're right there with the Bears.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I just don't.
Basically, they say the Eagles are the NFC's favorites, but they are the worst
right,
of the four
of
division
the four
leaders.
Divisions, yeah.
Which is probably fair. Like, you think about the Bears and the Eagles, didn't do a whole lot to get better this offseason.
Right.
Like, they're probably about the same as they were last year. Yep. But the Bears are a younger team. They might probably have more of a second year head coach. So the Bears should get better. The reason I'm kind of with John is, like, I feel like this is fair because outside of D-Jax, the Eagles are pretty much the same team, and they did lose some stuff in the meantime.
No, you're right.
Odds to win Super Bowl 2020. Chiefs 8-1, Patriots 8-1, Saints 9-1, Rams 10-1, Bears 14-1, Browns 14-1. Browns are the third team in the AFC.
Oh,
that's because everybody's betting.
I love the Browns.
Colts six
Baker.
So then you have the Colts, the Eagles, and the Chargers all at 16-1.
Mm-hmm.
It's about right. I think the Browns is total nonsense, but. But
man, they love Baker and Odell. And...
No, it's because they're playing to the public, and that's
how
why
can you have an over under of 8.5 wins and be six in the Super Bowl odds? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, because
who has over under eight?
That's what eight and a half. That's what it was.
That's
before.
What it was. That's what it was after the Odell trade in Vegas.
Like,
I don't understand. They're clearly trying to speak out of both sides of their mouth because they say the Browns are over under 8.5 wins, but they're one of the top Super Bowl teams.
Here's what's disappointing to me. Is that there's money being allocated to a cornerback who might not even be ready to start the regular season, who I didn't think was very good anyway, and a slot receiver that isn't a very good slot receiver, almost $18 million for these two players, and I see a glaring need at running back. And Ike, Howie better do something, right? Like, I don't believe that Howie's just going to come into the season with the running backs and a rookie. I believe he'll bring in a veteran, but it better be a veteran that does something, man. And the longer you wait, the less guys that are out there. So I saw this year as an opportunity to jump the Rams and jump the Saints by really improving your team. You're not talking about the Chiefs here where it's like with that quarterback and those skill guys. Now with Tyreek Hill out, maybe that's a different story. But you know what I mean. The Chiefs are clearly above the Eagles. These other teams, all right, maybe a little bit. No reason why the Eagles, with a strong offseason, couldn't beat the Saints or the Rams this year.
Yeah, I mean, hell, they beat the Rams last year.
And
they beat the Rams the last 2 years.
Howie's just kind of in between. I don't...
Unless he feels like there isn't a need to... The running back situation, I'm not really concerned about it. It's more or less, who are they going to put there? I'm not concerned that they aren't going to address it. He's going to address it. They're going to bring in two more guys. It's just a matter of who those guys are, whether it's the draft and a veteran or two rookies or whatever the combination may be. We'll certainly have two new bodies in here, I believe, at the running back position. So I'm not concerned about that from that standpoint. I just wonder, in the end, will it be good enough? In other words, will our pass rush be good enough? You know, Brandon coming back next year. You know, Derek Barnett, we need a big year out of Derek Barnett. What if Chris Long decides he wants to move on from being here?
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, I still look at our secondary. I think our secondary is the most under-talked about sort of concern of the whole team. I talk about the running back position. That's only one damn spot. I can raise a legitimate concern at every secondary spot. Malcolm doesn't cover anymore. He's an in-the-box safety, and he's a year older, and he's making about $10 million next year. He's not going to be as good as he was this year, and this year he wasn't as good as he was last year. So that's going to continue to trend in that direction next year, and he's penciled in or inked in as your starting safety, quasi-extra linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what they do with him. The cornerback situation. You know why you pay... a guy who tore his Achilles. Is that what Ron Darby did after he tore his knee?
ACL, I believe.
It wasn't knee.
It was the ACL, okay.
Yeah.
You know why you pay a guy who tore his ACL more money than anybody else in the other corner you're paying? Because you think he's the best of the bunch.
You don't like your other corners.
Exactly.
Yeah.
$8 million. So they are letting you know that there are some question marks about the cornerback position. Rodney McLeod. He's coming off a serious injury next year at safety. Or will it be Avante Maddox?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to me...
And McLeod's making $1.5 million. What does that tell you about what they expect from him next year?
That he could possibly get cut.
Yep.
In favor, if Avante Maddox shows them what they want to see, they could waive. Rodney McLeod.
Or he's a backup or a part-time player.
Sure. So I look at the team and I say, even when they're done with the, I don't know, so-so free agents that are still out there, mm-hmm. and then the draft, regardless of who you get, it's a rookie. I don't know what you're getting in a rookie. And I have to look at the whole team and I say, okay, is this a Super Bowl team? I don't necessarily
feel the same way as you, Ike.
Can it be a Super Bowl team? I guess if everybody develops and you keep everybody healthy, you don't lose anybody major to injuries, I guess. I just kind of see more or less like next year is more or less a they're hitting the restart button. And it's really very similar to what you're saying about you're kind of giving a half effort of going for it, but you aren't like overly committing to going for it.
No, you're not.
You're not overly committing to going for it.
You're saying
we're going to be good enough to at least win our division.
Like Bill,
and that's what I see.
Bill in Westchester right here says, I'm too scared about running back. It's like, here's what I'm saying about running back. Instead of just getting a guy, go get somebody.
You want to get somebody good.
Go get somebody that when a team comes in and says, oh man, the Eagles, damn, they have two good running backs. They've, mm-hmm. they have a dangerous number two back who's great out of the backfield in the receiving game. Oh, they put him on the field at the same time. I'm not asking just to get a guy. I don't want a guy. I want a good guy. I want a talented guy. I want a player that actually can play.
Yeah.
Right? Is that really, that's too much to ask for? People devalue the running back position so much. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me. Nick in Summers Point. Hi, Nick. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
What up, Nick?
I think, I want to touch on the point where you said that people, when they say that, oh, well, they could have gone to the Super Bowl, they forget that we didn't have a running back. Here's how I look at it. A couple years ago, they signed LeGarrette Blount, who was coming off, I think he had the most touchdowns in the
18.
Whole, 18. You know, league yep. the year before.
Yep.
That wasn't good enough, so they went out and got Ajayi. Now, me and a lot of people I know who are Eagles fans thought Ajayi looked like he was ready for a bigger role. So they let Blount go with the idea that him, Sproles, and maybe some of the younger guys, because Clement had a heck of a year too, could step up. Then everybody got hurt. So I think when people say how he doesn't value the running back position, I think that's a little off. Because all the reports I heard, no, I didn't hear one report that said how he wanted Ingram or how he wanted Tevin Coleman. We all and people out there said that Tevin was a good match, Ingram's a good back. Mm-hmm. What I heard was Duke Johnson and Jordan Howard were the trades they were going after.
Mm-hmm.
So if they go after either one of those guys and then draft a running back, I think that's a whole different situation. I like that. I wish it had been so much more.
We're losing you there, Nick. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, Jordan Howard drafting a running back that's going to help this year will make me feel better. But still, does that really mean that that's a strength of your team? It's not a strength of your team because you put Jordan Howard. It's a professional starter that you have in there.
Well, the running game is not going to be the strength of the team. Yeah, I don't see that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.